with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, you beat Dallas. A lot of the talk before the game, after the game, the change in play calling. We haven't talked about it a lot on the show, but just your idea behind it. And was it like riding a bike, just going back to doing it again?
It was fun. I mean, it's always, you know, fun to, you know, compete against the opposing coordinator. So, but yes, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it. You kind of forget how much, extra film study, particularly at the end of the week. But, it turned out okay.
I was talking to the audience before the show, and we all agree the Green Bay Packers are back on track. What's the head coach say?
We've got 9 wins and 4 losses, and we need to go get this next one in Oakland. I thought we played well as a football team. I thought it was a well-rounded victory, which you're looking for. You can't be swinging high and low with the opinions of the people outside. We still corrected the tape like we do each and every day, made the corrections with the players, and we'll get going on Oakland.
First 4 plays where Eddie Lacy runs, 200-yard rushing day for the first time since 2009. Did that kind of set the tone, Mike, and 5.2 per carry, really good day on the ground?
Definitely. I mean, we definitely went into the game running the football to set up the pass, and it really started up front. I thought our line did an excellent job, particularly with the number of different stunts, and they're really good at the line movement with their defensive front. So even you go to the first snap of the game, and they get into a short yardage look, and that tells you something about what they're thinking's coming. And for us to have the execution and production was very impressive, even watching the tape on Monday.
Mike, both Eddie and James ran the ball real well. But when Eddie's going, does he bring a certain energy to the entire team? Just his style, the way he goes about it. When he's going, it just seems it invigorates your entire football team.
Without a doubt. I mean, you break tackles, and hell, who wants to tackle him? So, I mean, they bounce off him. So, and that's what everybody – it gets everybody going. Obviously, it gets the crowd going, but it's what you love as a football team. It's what you can feed off of as a football team. And then you forget about James Starks. You know, he's a slasher, but he's a powerful man too. So they both have very physical running styles.
7 of 14 on third downs, Mike. More favorable down and distance. Were you happier with kind of the way your team went about its business, the rhythm, the tempo, whatever?
Well, the big production on third down is clearly how it usually reflects what you do on first and second down. There's no question about that. And anytime you can stay in a run-pass mix on third down, you should be productive, and we were able to get that done.
Mike, James Starks' touchdown catch was really a cool play. I mean, you had 2 receivers to the right, they go left. Randall Cobb, I believe, was in the backfield, he goes left. And then James Starks kind of goes out right. Nobody out there except J.C. Treader and T.J. Lang. That was a cool play design.
Yeah, excellent play design. Very creative. Each coach has a situation that he's responsible for. Alex Van Pelzer, he's responsible for the red zone. So it's a play we've been working on for some time, and it was definitely the right time to run it, and the execution was flawless.
We would be remiss if we wouldn't talk about the defense, Mike. It was 14-7 from about the 8.5-minute mark of the third quarter all the way to 4:44 of the fourth. He did an excellent job of keeping it that way and playing some good ball out there.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when we stopped the run, and it would, you know, they had the big runs that came out of there, but when we stopped the run and able to play downhill on third down, that's when we're at our best, and I think our third down production was off the charts.
You mentioned that the numbers say 1 of 11 for the Cowboy offense at 9%. I mean, that's unheard of in the NFL. What an effort on third down, huh?
Definitely. I mean, I think that's the strength of our defense, and that's where you want to be, and we'll take that every week.
Sam Shields has the concussion. Demaryius Randall comes in and holds Dez Bryant to 1 catch. And you said it on the show before, Mike, there's no rookie thing anymore. Those guys came out there and Quentin Rounds as well and played well.
Rookie year's over. It's been over for some time, and I think both those guys emulate that to the umpteenth. So they both have an excellent rookie season. Very, very, very happy where they are. And you know, we need their best football down the stretch.
Demaryius doesn't back down from anybody. And he has got, I think you need that to play corner. And he's got that in spades, doesn't he?
Definitely. He has corner mentality. Scrappy. He's tough. You know, he's going through his first year. I think the long season is something you always watch for with rookies, but he's doing a fine job.
What about that 12-play, 84-yard drive, 78 yards of it was rushing. It ground up 6 minutes and 34 seconds in the fourth quarter. That's attitude football right there.
I liked it. That's the way you want to play. So it's December football, and this is when you got to play your best football, and running the football and stopping the run is a big part of that.
Mike, I noticed you use John Kuhn quite a bit. Is December football also John Kuhn football time?
I think John slept well on Sunday night. I would think he hadn't played that much in a while, and he played very well. And frankly, I think John's playing some of the best football of his career.
All right, next up, our special guest. He is right guard T.J. Lang. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We welcome in our special guest. He is right guard T.J. Lang. Well, T.J., welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're always one of our favorites. We love talking to you each and every year on this program. You love running the football, but it did strike me one thing that you said in the locker room after the Dallas game is we have to earn it. 230 yards, 5.2 per carry. You definitely earned it, but what do you mean by earning that right to run the football like that?
Well, we have to establish it early in the game. If we go out there in the first couple drives and you know, we're getting 1-2 yards. It's tough to get those run plays called again. Something that we take a lot of pride in, offensive linemen. We want to run the ball. We don't want to be a team where we have to pass protect 60, 70 times. So, you know, yesterday I think our first 3 or 4 calls were all runs, and we had some good production out of them. So, it's just we have to earn the trust of the coaches. You know, we beg them all week, hey, we want to run the ball. We want to run the ball. We have to go out there on game day, and we have to prove that we can do it.
TJ, obviously the big story, Mike McCarthy going back to calling the plays. To the rank and file, what effect did it have? How did you feel about it? Were you thinking about it at all? How'd that work out?
Yeah, no, I didn't really think about it. You know, I think the report came out right before the game that he was going to take over. But throughout the week, there was no official announcement, but everybody could kind of see the writing on the wall there. He was coach was spending a lot more time in the offensive meetings, the walkthroughs, practice. He was always with the offense talking to us about the game plan. So I didn't really think about it. I don't think anybody had a problem with it. I don't know what the reasoning was behind it. I mean, you know, part of you as a player feels bad for Tom a little bit. You kind of feel like, you know, that the rights were taken from him, which as a player you feel responsible for that. If we would have been executing up to our standards, you know, the last 6-7 games, a change wouldn't have been necessary. But, you know, it is what it is. The only thing I've noticed was Coach McCarthy's a little bit of an old-school play caller. And by that, I mean he likes to slide the center to the left almost every almost every play. So, you know, I told him after the game yesterday, I'm like, yeah, I'd appreciate it. You know, just one or two more. Just give me a little bit of a break. Let me get a double team in there. But, you know, obviously we've had great success under Coach McCarthy calling the plays. And yesterday was one of our better performances on offense.
One of the things we noticed about you, TJ, is you're not just an inline blocker. You like to block downfield. And that touchdown screen to James Starks, Byron Jones, I mean, he's given up at least 100 pounds to you, man, and you're still hitting him in the end zone and shoving him 5 yards deep. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's a great play call. It's been something we've been trying to get in all year, and just a perfect time to run it. I mean, all the man coverage we've been facing, that's a big reason why our screen game has been successful the last few weeks. So that's something that, you know, I got out there clear. I almost ran into James Jones on my way out. We kind of scared each other a little bit, but, you know, got out to the numbers. Nobody was out there. Just tried to chase down the only guy who potentially could have had a shot to, you know, making a tackle there. But, you know, JC's another guy who's, you know, he's super athletic. So getting him out in space, too, is always going to work to our benefit.
But whoever's in the way of T.J. Lang, watch out. In other words, is basically
yeah,
what it is.
Except against the Bears game. You know, I'm still kicking myself over that, the missed block there. But it's something that, as linemen, you love to get out there and, you know, just lead the way for those guys.
TJ, as an offensive lineman, how great was that final drive that was capped by Lacy's short run? You guys crack one for 15, there's a minus 2, then you crack one for 24, and then you punch it in from the 1. That had to be good for an offensive lineman's soul, wasn't it?
That
not only that you guys won the game, but how you won it.
Yeah, it was awesome. We definitely played our best football the last couple drives of that game. You know, I didn't even notice, but running out before the last drive, I looked up, we had 195 rushing yards, and it was like, man, it kind of crept up on you a little bit. But that's just something that it has to be our identity going forward. It's got to be something that really carries us as an offense, being able to run the ball.
You're a man of many talents. I know Larry was on the red carpet and got to see you in action with Pitch Perfect 2. Are you the best singing offensive lineman? What's that whole experience like?
I don't know if I'm I'm the best out of those guys, but that's only because they all stink at singing. I'm not great, but they're just all so bad at, you know, makes me look a little bit better. But that was fun. You know, that was a great time we had. Obviously, Larry was out there in L.A. with us, and you get to see all the stuff behind the scenes, what you don't know about actors and what they do in their day-to-day life. And it was stressful. After 3 days, I was ready to get out of there. But we had a lot of fun. It was definitely a great experience.
TJ, while we're off the field, I've heard rumor of a new arrival at the Lang household. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
Kind of exciting, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's exciting. Just about 2 weeks ago, my daughter Leah was born. So it's just been awesome, man. Haven't been sleeping a lot, but, you know, that's something that you just have to sacrifice as a parent. And my 4-year-old son, JJ, is just, I mean, he's in heaven right now. He's loving it. He's always helping out. He loves being a big brother. And my wife is just, she's feeling a lot better these days too. So the second one is a lot easier. You know, it's not as overwhelming as the first child. You kind of know what to expect, and you know if you're good at it or not. So it's something that just been soaking it up. It's just been awesome so far.
Continued success and good luck getting your rest from
me.
Here on out.
All right. Thanks, Lance.
TJ Lang joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Next up, Larry and TJ on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second and 25, snap to Rodgers, give to, starts up the middle, he's got running room, straight
yes!
ahead, he's going to go
yes!
to the zone, touchdown, a 30-yard touchdown burst by James Stokes, a dagger into the Dallas Cowboys.
Welcome back, we're going to talk some ball with TJ, and folks, TJ has tremendous feel for the game. And we're going to take a look at a couple plays that illustrate this. And on the first one, the Cowboys have the exact right stunt for what the Packers are going to run, a draw play. They're going to send their tackle out and the defensive end looping in right behind that and should blow up the play. But TJ gets in the way of that. And now, TJ, you just kind of take it and talk about your reaction to this
okay.
play, please.
Yeah, so we knew coming into the game that they were going to give us a lot of stunts. They did it. The first drive, they did it the whole game. It's something here, this draw that we have is designed to get in the A-gap. So, you know, Brian and I had a good feel when they were running their game that this guy would widen up a little bit here. We kind of got a little bit of key on it. As soon as the ball snapped, I saw him jetting out. You know, Lawrence did a great job of coming in hard inside. I knew I had to prevent him from getting to the A-gap because that's where the run was going. So I was a little bit off balance. You know, if you rolled a little bit, I get a little bit off balance, but I just get enough of them to wall them off and keep them out of that A-gap. And, you know, these guys in the middle, both of those two do a great job of securing their blocks. Just enough crease there. James is a guy that's all he needs to go and get free. And, you know, the rest is a 30-yard touchdown, a huge play in the game.
Yeah, high diddle-diddle James Starks up the middle for 30 yards in the TD. Get another block right here. But as I mentioned, folks, perfect stunt for the play.
Yes.
The great reaction by TJ prevents it, and it's a touchdown for Green Bay. Now we're going to go to the goal line, if we could. And here's TJ right here. And if we could just roll it, J.C. Treader and TJ, this is type of blocking called wedge blocking. And at this point, TJ, okay, 99% of the guys in the league, right here, okay, you got the guy, he's on the ground, you get a plus on the play. I'm done. But take us through it again.
Well, so this is our guy that we're supposed to be double teaming up to. We had great movement on the down guy. That's always the most important thing. We want to make sure we stop his initial penetration. Did such a good job that we're both on the ground. But something in my head popped that I still need to get to this guy, number 42. So I tried to do my best to crawl out there, get something on his legs, and not let him get enough on Eddie. He did a great job of fighting through the trash there, we call it, and obviously finding the end zone. Another huge play to really seal the game for us.
Could we roll it back to the crawl? I just want to emphasize this one time. Okay, TJ, JC, that block secured. And then as TJ goes out here and he's crawling, the thing, he takes out Barry Church's legs, who's a tackling machine, and he can only hit Eddie Lacy with a glancing blow. A glancing blow is not going to be good enough against Eddie Lacy. And that is just a tremendous feel for the game, TJ Lang.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, hey. I had to make sure I got my guy somehow. Just got enough of him. Like you said, Eddie's going to break that tackle all day long.
TJ, thanks for being with us. Continued success.
All right.
We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment. Stay with us.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Winning week, so it's game ball week. Eddie Lacy, TJ Lang, JC Treader. I mean, some of those blocks, the holes that they open up, and then Eddie Lacy, like you said, nobody wants to tackle that guy, but the interior of the line really did some nice job on the stunts for the Cowboys and the blocking.
Absolutely, running the football, and those men did an outstanding job at it. So, and you really could have put the whole run blocking unit in there, and we're trying to be fair to our grading system. But all three of those guys played extremely well.
Mike, defensively, you went with Clay Matthews. And talking about play design, how do you design a defense where Clay Matthews blitzes and the Cowboys don't find him? Nobody has had a number 52 sack for the Green Bay Packers, but he had impact all over the place. But that's quite a defense when you free up Clay Matthews.
I'll tell you what, he is so disruptive. And that's what I love about his play style and the way he goes about whether he's playing inside linebacker or outside linebacker. But, you know, I think he was quoted saying he'll take a layup anytime, and that's not going to happen very often or shouldn't happen, I'm sure. That must have been a mental mistake. But just a disruptive player, and he's given us so much production from the inside and the outside.
Special teams goes to Jeff Janis and Mike. He gets pushed out of bounds. He times it perfectly like a heat-seeking missile, hits the carrier. Perfect timing before the half, and then he has another one in the early fourth quarter, flipping the field position. I mean, he is unbelievable how he times that stuff up.
Well, our coverage units played very well, and Jeff was a huge part of that. I mean, those three one-on-one tackles coming in there just the way he did was outstanding. So he's a young player that keeps getting better. You can see the confidence now that he's playing with, and hopefully we can get some of that on offense too. So very, very pleased with Jeff's with his progress.
All right, next up is our final segment. We'll talk about the Oakland Raiders. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. You see the Raiders, you go out to Oakland, and it's an old friend in Charles Woodson that you got to go up against as well.
Charles is playing very good football. He's a ball hawk, as we all know. But, you know, the thing about Charles is preparation. So we're gonna have to be real smart, and, you know, particularly the concepts that we repeat. So Charles playing excellent.
As you've done before, Mike, when you had Wes, going out a day early, and what's your philosophy on that, or what is it becoming?
Well, it's clearly about the time change and the body clock, and, you know, and particularly now we're going to come back and then go back, you know, in Arizona, but we're not going to leave here until Saturday. So this is, you know, part of the sports science that we looked a lot into, you know, with the sleep and the nutrition and so forth. So it's worked out. It worked out good for us in San Francisco. We did it last year in Seattle. So I think our team really benefits from it, and it just gets you a chance to get acclimated.
Raiders also have a pretty good defense, Mike. Is that something that you're kind of looking at as well as you get ready for this game?
Oh, yeah, they're big. They're really big up front. Very good football team. You know, anytime you play an uncommon opponent, especially this late in the year, that's a tough challenge. So our preparation needs to really, you know, be at its finest this week. Because, you know, they're playing for the playoffs. We're obviously playing for the playoffs, and we're on the road.
So good luck in Oakland.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. That's the Mark McCarthy Show for this week. Please join us after the Oakland game.